This is quite possibly going to be the most difficult video for me to record ever in my life. But here goes. 12 years ago, today on this day, I was ordained as a Catholic priest. At the time, it was a fulfillment of much struggle and spiritual fight. It was the fulfillment of so many prayers of so many hundreds and possibly thousands of people. It was a fulfillment of my paternal grandmother, who had always desired for there to be a priest in the family. It was the culmination of 7 years of seminary preparation, where I had fought to be one of the most devout seminarians, praying so much, being faithful to everything. And here I was, standing at that day, not knowing where it would go. Those 6 years that I served as a priest were extremely difficult, and they challenged me in so many ways. They were also times of incredible joy. I became friends with thousands of people. I traveled all over the world. I served in amazing ways. It was one of the greatest things. I loved, above all, to preach, and I had an amazing gift for it. I loved to hear people's confession, and I had an amazing gift for that as well. And I loved sharing all that I had learned during my seminary time. But as St. Thomas Aquinas says in one of his works, a small mistake at the beginning leads to terrible ends. And there were a number of different things that I simply did not know about myself or did not understand about myself that possibly, had I known, I might have had a fighting chance. The priesthood beat me down, and after 6 years, I, of my own free will, left. Some short time later, I got married, and here I am. About a couple years after I left, my wife suggested to me to have this YouTube channel, but I still struggled with shame and with lots of other emotions of confusion and so much inner conflict that I didn't want to do it, but I decided to start this channel 4 years ago. When I first left the priesthood, I had this awful job that, in fact, I was fired from after 6 months. And I had some training before the seminary. I had gotten an undergraduate in counseling and a master's in counseling psychology. So then I completed all the work that I needed to get my license here in Texas. And I started working this place that treated people that had borderline personality disorder. And it was a curriculum that was about a 5-week curriculum. And it was teaching them about themselves, about how, what type of person they are and things they're going to run into and all types of things like that. And as I started learning about these people, I came to this crazy realization that I was actually learning about myself. I was piecing together things that I was searching for in seminary. In seminary, I wanted to know who I was. I wanted to understand my defects. I really, really wanted, but no one could give me the answers. And here right in front of me, maybe not as severe as the people that we were treating, but at least on some level, I could relate to that diagnosis. And had I known that, perhaps things would have been different, but I'm not sure. Later on, I went on to specialize in treating people that have OCD. And as I was going through that week-long training, I thought, man, this really sounds familiar. This is something like what I have. At the most difficult peaks in discernment, both in the seminary and then afterwards as a priest, I would do these things. I would go round and round in my mind for hours. And I thought it was a spiritual battle, and it possibly was. And I would pray my head off like you would not believe. I would pray never to find an answer until then. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have something like OCD. Had I known that, things could possibly have been so much easier. Me thinking about revealing to you started, it's been thinking about it for a while, and I don't feel like I have a necessity to or like you need to know this, but I want to share this for your own benefit. Yesterday, I had my 25-year reunion with my classmates from high school, and in high school, I was shy. I didn't have the faith that I was practicing that gave me so much confidence and joy. There's a lot of things I didn't have, so I didn't always connect with my fellow classmates. I went to an all-male high school. I was always a little bit shy and standoffish. But yesterday I just started telling everyone my story in brief. Hey, I was this, then I this, then I left to get married and this. And I realized that the more that I shared with people, the more free I felt. And possibly for the first time in 5 years, I was running around talking to people, being the social butterfly that I was, that I used to be. Whereas in the last 5 years, I've been more closed up except for, well, these YouTube videos. And I realized how much joy I gained by just being honest and being free, regardless of what people thought, that didn't matter. What mattered was me choosing to share and be honest. After about a year of having this channel, it wasn't lost on me the things that were coming together. That some 500 years ago, an ex-priest broke the church and he led people away by leading them away from believing in purgatory. And supposedly, that priest, Luther, had OCD. And when I thought, man, I can relate to him, except I don't want to make that same choice. After I left, within a few months, we toyed around with the idea, should I leave the faith? I thought about these things for a little bit, but then I realized, I'm nothing without God. I'm nothing without the Eucharist and the Blessed Mother. God has always had me on a short leash. And I couldn't leave the faith. I love it way too much. And I wanted to undo the sin of Luther. I wanted to be a different type of ex-priest. Many, I don't know what they do. Many leave and go do this or go join another denomination. For whatever the reason, I don't know what they're going through in their life. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to endanger my salvation any more than perhaps I was already doing. So I realized that part of my revelation of this to you is I want to repair the sin of Luther, who came before me as an ex-priest, and me somewhat in his footsteps. I wanted to take a different path. And I want to bring people back to believing in purgatory, the beauty that it is, the suffering that they go through, so that we can intercede for them. And me, if someone greatly deserving of purgatory, with much knowledge about it, who better than to serve as God's lowly instrument? Other reasons why I wanted to share this with you is because many people, because of the mistakes that they make, they hide in the shadows. And there's some things that it's cool to have done that. Like if maybe you did drugs before, or you were an ex-Satanist, or you were this, or you were a terrible sinner, and then you converted and came back. But it's not cool to be an ex-priest. That's kind of one of those things that people shy their face away from, and you're totally put off into the peripheries where no one really wants to speak to you if you tell them. And I want to call those people who have in some way left the ministry to come back, because you're God's greatest assets. All that you know and all that you've seen and your story is of such inestimable value that you need to be put at the service of the people of God. Possibly not in the church, maybe they won't even let you, but something like what I'm doing. Nothing brings me greater joy than to share my gift of speaking to people through this YouTube channel. And when I think of all the things that Satan, through my ignorance, stole from me, the primary reason why I really want to reveal all of this to you is because I want you to help me get revenge on Satan. I'm tired of hiding behind shame and fear. And I want this channel to grow exponentially. I want to bring everyone to believe in purgatory, in the power of the prayer of the souls in purgatory, especially when they get to heaven. And I want us to fight back Satan fire with purgatory fire. Many of you on hearing this, I honestly don't know and cannot control how you're going to feel. That's not the point of this. It's rather being faithful to the Holy Spirit leading me to do this, to inspire in you something. What? I don't know. A much greater love for purgatory and to know what's at stake. Everything is at stake. I sometimes look back and I wonder, would it have been better had I not left? Do I regret some of the things that I have? The answer is, I don't know, and I never will. And it's not worth my time toying with those questions. I'm thankful in fact, for the mistake that I made. Because I have this incredible treasure that maybe some of you will never have. And it's not just the priesthood. That's something that stays with you forever, but it's not just that. It's this. I never have an excuse for pride again. In fact, when I was in seminary and as I preached, because of my devotion, because I prayed more than everyone, I was the most prayerful one. Ask any of my brother seminarians and priests. I was the one on the knees the longest. I got there before Mass, before all of them, and I left after all of them. And they all would remember that. But a lot of that I did out of pride. I judged them and I judged myself to be better than them. And as a priest with my track record that I had, I thought I am better than so many other people. And now when I look in the mirror, I can never have that type of pride again. I have the immense shield of humility with me at all sides. And in this sense, God has used this failure of mine to be an immense protective shield against the attacks of the devil. For that reason alone, I'm thankful for where I'm at. For my wife and for my daughters, Eden and Rose, I could never let go of them. And they have taught me things about myself that I never knew and I was completely ignorant of, and I probably never would have learned. We cannot be afraid anymore. Look at everything happening in our world. We cannot hide. One way or another, the truth will come out. It needs to be us that speak it, whatever that truth is. Help me get purgatory back in the belief of every single Christian. It's what broke the church. It's quite possibly what will bring it back together. I will see you in the next one.